This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. First, the headlines. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw and Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan attended National Press Day 2025 celebrations in New Delhi. In Nagaland, the Kohima Press Club observes National Press Day with special programs. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Shaha emphasizes importance of truthful and accurate news dissemination, and 41st Governors Gold Cup International Football Tournament 2025 kicks off at Paljor Stadium, Gangtok, drawing top national and international teams to the Himalayan state. The news in detail. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw and Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan yesterday attended the National Press Day 2025 celebrations in New Delhi. The event was also attended by the chairperson of the Press Council of India, Justice Ranjana Prakash Desai. Talking to the media, Mr. Vaishnaw said that the press has a very important role to play in our democracy. He added that on the occasion of National Press Day, a lecture was organized on how misinformation can be countered and the credibility of the press can be strengthened. He also congratulated all the workers in the press and media fraternity on the occasion. Earlier, speaking on the occasion, PCI chairperson Ranjana Prakash Desai highlighted that it was on this day that the Press Council of India started functioning as a moral watchdog of the press. She added that since its inception, PCI has been entrusted with the twin responsibilities of preserving freedom of press and maintaining and improving the standards of journalism in India. In Nagaland, the Kohima Press Club yesterday observed National Press Day with a special program which brought together local journalists, media professionals and other key figures to celebrate media's role in democracy. On the occasion, Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Ryo extended his greetings to the press and media fraternity. In a message posted on social media, he acknowledged the role of journalists and the media in promoting transparency, accountability and an informed society. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Shaha has emphasized the importance of truthful and accurate news dissemination. Speaking at a program organized at Shukanto Academy in Agartala on the occasion of National Press Day, jointly hosted by the Directorate of Information and Cultural Affairs, ICA, and Agartala Press Club, yesterday, the Chief Minister highlighted growing concerns over misleading and defamatory content circulating on various social media platforms. Dr. Shaha expressed concern about the rise of false and malicious news online, but noted that it is encouraging that people are gradually losing interest in such content. The Chief Minister also proposed holding regular interactive sessions with media representatives on various issues. Justice retired Arindam Lodh, Chairman of the Tripura Human Rights Commission, stressed the need for maintaining constitutional limits, ethics and decorum in news reporting. In Manipur, the Directorate of Information and Public Relations, DIPR, celebrated National Press Day 2025 at the DIPR Auditorium in Imphal. This year, the day was celebrated on the theme, Safeguarding Press Credibility Amidst Rising Misinformation. The inauguration session was attended by the Secretary, Information and Public Relations, Government of Manipur, Hungyo Washang, IAS, Director IPR, Nangam Uttam Singh and senior journalist Pradeep Panjobam. The celebration also featured presentation of the prestigious Manipur State Journalist Awards 2025 to distinguished journalists for their outstanding contributions across various categories and a workshop on this year's theme. The Manipur State Journalist Awards 2025 were conferred upon altogether 7 distinguished journalists from various media firms of the state. Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal urged the plastics industry to take a decisive leap towards ensuring 100% reuse and recycling of plastics in line with India's national sustainability goals and growing global demand for circular and environmentally responsible products. Addressing the Export Excellence Award ceremony and Platinum Jubilee celebrations of Plex Council in Mumbai on Sunday, Mr. Goyal emphasized that India has the capacity and capability to emerge as a world leader in sustainable plastics manufacturing and called upon the industry to invest in advanced technologies, innovative materials and responsible production practices that reflect India's commitment to a greener and more sustainable future. Mr. Goyal presented 148 Export Excellence Awards to distinguished exporters for their achievements during 2023-24 and 2024-25. The College of Postgraduate Studies in Agricultural Sciences, Central Agricultural University, Imphal, Umiam, Meghalaya, marked Janjatiya Gaurav Divas on Saturday with profound enthusiasm, celebrating the rich cultural heritage, contributions, and resilient spirit of India's tribal communities. A key element of the event was the motivational address delivered by K. N. Raghunandan, Organizing Secretary, Vidya Bharati Uchcha Shiksha Sansthan. Raghunandan's inspiring talk focused on the pivotal role of agriculture in national development, elaborating on how the sector drives India's economy through innovation, technological advancement, and rural transformation. As part of the day's celebration, CPGSAS felicitated two distinguished personalities from Meghalaya whose achievements serve as an inspiration. Padma Shri Shrimati Trinity Sayu, recognized for her exceptional work in promoting Lakadong turmeric, and Ms. Margaret Pathau, a renowned Indian arm wrestler. The Zoological Survey of India, ZSI, Northeastern Regional Center, Shillong, in collaboration with Department of Zoology, College of Science and Commerce, CSC, Mauplang, organized a special program at the historic Mauplang Sacred Grove on Saturday to mark Janjatiya Gaurav Divas and commemorate the 150th birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. The event drew enthusiastic participation from the local community, bringing together more than 100 attendees, including village elders, youth groups, faculty members, and students. Mr. C. A. Lingdor, the Lingdor of Hima Mauplang Lingdorship, graced the occasion as the chief guest. The 41st Governors Gold Cup International Football Tournament 2025 kicked off yesterday at Paljor Stadium, Gangtok, drawing up top national and international teams to the Himalayan state. The tournament will continue up to the 29th of this month. 16 teams, including top ISL, I-League, Santosh Trophy and Nepal League champions, will compete in the 41st All India Governors Gold Cup Football Tournament 2025, scheduled from November 16th to 29th at Paljor Stadium. The tournament, organized by the Sikkim Football Association, SFA, and this year's edition marks the return of Kolkata Giants East Bengal FC after 28 years, along with the participation of five Sikkim-based clubs for the first time. The 9th Intercollegiate Youth Festival cum Games and Sports Meet 2025 of Central Agricultural University, CAU Imphal, commenced on Saturday with great enthusiasm at the College of Postgraduate Studies in Agricultural Sciences at Umiam. This three-day youth fest cum sports and games meet was organized under the leadership of Dr. Anupam Mishra, Honorable Vice Chancellor, CAU Imphal. The inaugural session of the event witnessed the participation of students, faculty, and officials from all the 13 constituents CAU campuses, marking the beginning of a vibrant celebration of youth talent, sportsmanship, and cultural unity. A grand and disciplined march past was performed by the contingents of participating colleges, showcasing their zeal and team spirit. The program officially started by lighting of the lamp, followed by a welcome address delivered by Dr. Dipendra Thakuya, Dean of CPGSAS, Umiam. He extended warm greetings to all participating teams and dignitaries and expressed pride in hosting the Youth Fest and reaffirmed the college's dedication to providing an enriching academic and cultural environment. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.